This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Do musicians need a label to find success? Honey Magpie has learned some lessons from the hustle and grind of life as independent musicians. The folk trio found each other on Craigslist, then crowdfunded their second album, and maintaining their social media presence is a daily chore. Yet, Honey Magpie's music breaks from technology and weaves together some old-time harmonies and classic counter melodies, and they have a new album out. And they're playing twice this weekend at the Cat's Cradle on Saturday and opening for the Paper Hand Puppet Intervention Sunday matinee. And they're going to be at Bugfest in Raleigh next Saturday. Joining me today, Rachel Hurwitz and Pippa Hoover, two-thirds of the trio. Welcome to The State of Things. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
It's good to have you. Rachel, you were living in New York City, I guess, before you got to North Carolina. Now, how did you get here, and what appealed to you about the music scene here?
Right. Great question. So I was living in New York City, trying to do the singer-songwriter thing there, and I just found it to be super competitive and, you know, saturated with a bunch of people trying to do the same thing. And then in addition to that, it's like expensive and stressful and overwhelming.
James Taylor did just the opposite. He went from here to Greenwich Village. And then was very sad to find out that mostly what was going on there was the blues. He got there just as the blues revival was taken over. And so he's like, if I don't do blues, I don't get a gig here. He's trying to do singer-songwriter things. That's my James Taylor story. He's from here.
That's awesome.
Let's talk James about Taylor. You. So you come here now, and it's a lot going on in New York. You come down to North Carolina, but was there anything deeply appealing except that there's not as much going on?
That was a big part of it. yeah, it's just like a much more relaxing way of life here. And it happened to work out because my boyfriend at the time, who I'm now married to, he was working in finance in New York, and he had a job opportunity in North Carolina. So we both came down to visit, and I just wanted to check out the music scene. And I think one of the things we did was we went to Saturdays in Saxapaha, and I just loved it.
So there's your lesson, folks. There you are. You heard it first. No, you heard it first from Rachel Hurwitz. There is more money and better music in North Carolina than in New York City. Absolutely. I tell you what, would you do a song for us now? We'll talk some more.
Sure.
Okay, great.
We make our way now into the night, starlight, dark moon, get food and clothes, backseat packed full, leaving behind empty locked rooms. In the silence hangs the question. Thank you.
Midnight Morning from Honey Magpie's new album of the same name. Playing a benefit concert for the Bahamas tomorrow at 8 at Cat's Cradle in Carrboro. And again on Sunday, opening for the Paper Hand Puppet Intervention at the Forest Theater in Chapel Hill. You can catch them at Bugfest as well in Raleigh next Saturday at 5:30. And of course, we've got it all at our website, stateofthings.org. Rachel Hurwitz on guitar, Pippa Hoover on the cello. Only two-thirds of the band is here today. Pippa, tell us a little bit about the group's songwriting process.
Oh, sure. So typically when we write songs, we all just write them by ourselves, and then we bring them to the group pretty much done with melody and lyrics, and then we kind of part right together, so we come up with string parts and harmonies. That one we just played, though, is the first one that Rachel and I have written together. Rachel had some lyrics. She wrote the melody. She had some lyrics to go with it, but wasn't happy with it.
Yeah, they were bad.
They weren't that bad. But I thought I would take a stab at it, and I always thought that the melody sounded like a driving song for some reason, so I ended up writing that song kind of about being in a band and driving around on our regional tours, trying to find some success. And
well, does that mean that the story of the song changed a little bit in that process?
Definitely.
It definitely did.
That's interesting. So what's it like to you? I mean, for you, Rachel, you'd been writing, you know, each of you had written songs on your own, but now you do this collaboration. You're not particularly happy with the lyrics here, and it gets transformed. How is that different than you know, redrafting a song that you might do that you were unhappy with and go back to the, you know, back to the studio and try a third and fourth time on your own?
Right. Well, actually, what would have happened with the song is it is nothing, because
you hated it that much.
Yeah, I tried writing lyrics, I guess, twice, and I just wasn't happy with them. And the lyrics didn't even feel like what the song should be about because of the melody. So I'm happy that Pippa, you know, gave it a chance.
Yeah.
Made it come to life.
It was fun. And what was interesting is I used a lot of the same words from the first draft of the song, but like changed completely what it was about.
Wow.
So like a lot of the rhyme schemes stayed the same. But yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed it.
That's a very cool process.
Yeah.
Will you do another song for us?
Sure.
Sure. All right. All right. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Where's our sparkle? Where's our fire? Your heart aches when everything that you try gets trucks, cold shoulders, wilted smiles. But I can't take another candle at night inside. Take me where the buds are beginning to bloom, where clematis and passion flower tendrils curl so tight around the trellis and the sweet perfume. It makes my head spin and leaves me wanting. Won't you take me out to the garden? It's been a long gray winter time. I need sun on my back again, wind in my hair, and flowers filling up my eyes. Look, there goes that lonely icicle, trickling to just a pool on the ground. So brush the cobwebs off your bicycle, I'll ride the pegs and hold on tight when we're gone. Take me where the dragonflies are catching the breeze, where songbirds sing and warble with the hum of the bees, and something in the shadows of the lilac leaves it flutters and stirs quick as my heartbeat. Won't you take me out to the garden? It's been a long gray winter time. I need sun on my back again, wind in my hair, and flowers filling up my eyes. I can't wait to feel that golden light. Frost and fog and dark clouds try to hide. I won't wanna wait until the night. So take me to the garden, to the
won't you take me out to the garden? It's been a long gray winter time. I need the sun on my back again, wind in my hair and flowers filling up my eyes. To the garden, it's been a long gray winter time. I need sun on my back again, wind in my hair and flowers filling up my eyes. Take me out to the garden, it's been a long gray winter time. I need sun on my back again, wind in my hair and flowers filling up my eyes.
The Garden from Midnight Morning, Honey Magpie's latest release. And you can catch Honey Magpie tomorrow, 8 o'clock, benefit concert for the Bahamas. And that's at the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro. Can't make that? Then on Sunday, they open for the Paper Hand Puppet Intervention at the Forest Theater in Chapel Hill. And they're going to be in Raleigh next week at the Bug Fest. And all of that is at our website, stateofthings.org. Rachel Hurwitz and Pippa Hoover are here, two-thirds of the band. Rachel, do you owe a lot to social media in terms of coming together as a group or digital
right.
media? You've found each other on Craigslist.
That's right, Craigslist. Yeah, I have Craigslist to thank for the band.
But
really.
That doesn't sound like such a crazy. I mean, you know, people say that and then they kind of shake their heads. But it's like, well, okay, but somebody's going to show up and then you're going to listen to them and then they're either going to make it or not. It's not like
right.
a sofa, you know, that just has it's got to be soft and I'll take it.
Right.
You have to be a good musician, right? I mean, that's
true.
That's the difference,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I have used Craigslist for furniture as well.
Yeah.
it's a different process.
But talk about the yeah, I guess so. But the crowdsourcing and the crowdfunding, that's hard work, isn't it?
It's definitely hard work.
Yeah, it is hard work. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, did you think it was easy? Because on the one hand, you think, all right, let's just put it out there. We're good, and we'll get the money right away. Or did you know
no.
what you were kind of, how hard this was?
Yeah, this is our second campaign. And our first campaign was funded pretty quickly. Our goal
right.
was a lot smaller, though. So I think, like, because of that, because our goal was bigger this time, we expected it to be more challenging, and we kind of had set up some stuff in advance to try and promote it. But even then, I think it was pretty difficult.
Yeah.
Right. Because, yeah. like, the way these campaigns work, it's like there's a lot of momentum in the beginning, but then there's usually a big lull, and then more momentum towards the end. But that whole process is pretty nerve-wracking.
What
kind
but
that of is what happened.
Talk about the incentives that you offered. They're pretty cool.
Pippa came up with a lot of them. She
oh,
did a good job.
Well, thank you. I think our most popular one was a signed copy of the CD.
there you go.
But, you know, right. we had the downloads of our single, things like that. Then
T-shirts.
Mm. And the weirder ones were like, I'm baking some people some vegan cookies.
But it's also a form of engagement. It seems to me that, you know, if you talk about the model changing, labels being less important, on the one hand, you're raising the money, but you're also involved in the marketing and engagement. I mean, you're finding
For sure.
an audience. These are people who are now committed to you in a lot of ways, and they're committed because they like what they hear. So it's all making a lot of sense, it seems to me. And
Thank
the sofas
you.
On Craigslist, that you can also get those and wait for the just sit there and wait for the money to come in and do that kind of thing. I'm going to give you time to play us out because I do want to hear some more music, but I need to tell everybody that you're listening to at least two-thirds of Honey Magpie today on The State of Things. Rachel Hurwitz is playing the guitar. Pippa Hoover is on the cello. And I want to thank you for being here. Their new album is called Midnight Morning. It's out now, and you can find out more about that at our website, stateofthings.org. And they're going to play tomorrow at 8 o'clock at Cat's Cradle in Carrboro. Then they're going to be on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Forest Theater in Chapel Hill. And they'll be at Bugfest in Raleigh next Saturday. Everything I just talked about is at our website, stateofthings.org. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow. Once again, the music of Honey Magpie.
Walking down the Eno River, with every step I start to shiver. Oh, how can something new feel so familiar? Like your essence is here with me. A whisper in the breeze. Fallen leaves remind me now the one.
ones that used to gather round that pond right near your house. We'd go in the morning, years have gone by. It's still so easy to call your memory. But if you were here, I'd sing you a song, yeah, I'd sing you a song. And I'd tell you how I love the way you used to fix your teeth.
The old routine.